This is how it usually goes down for entrepreneurs. You've got your business idea and you're raring to go. So what do? You've heard you need to have a business plan, so you plop down at the dining room table and set out to create the best, most loan-worthy business plan there is. And 6 hours later, you're still sitting at that dining room table and you're burnt out because all you've gotten done is the first couple of pages of the plan and you still have 95% of it to go. So how do you get your business plan done without getting burnt out before you've even had a chance to launch your business? Well, as the saying goes, you do it the same way you'd eat an elephant if you had to. It's kind of a gross thought, but okay. Anyway, you do it the same way as if you had to eat an elephant. You do it one bite at a time. So here's how I would suggest you go about tackling a business plan over the course of a week. And this comes actually from an article I wrote years ago. So I, you know, kind of revamped some of the things here, but here goes. So if you're trying to do it over the course of the week, here's what I do. Monday. First thing Monday, that's the day that you would get started on your draft of your business plan. I would tackle some of the basic logistics of the company that are typically easy to come up with. Some things like the mission statement, the vision statement, and things related to personnel like human resources management and some verbiage about the overall company culture. That's what I would work on Monday. That's it. On Tuesday, I would sit down and really focus because that's the day you're going to dig into some deep research, okay? And by the end of the day, your goal should be to know what the barriers to entry are for your business, and you should have thought through and made decisions about your business's operations, things like, you know, the business model that you're going to use, the research and the development that you're going to need to do, and what your day-to-day operational requirements will be. Those are all things that you need to get done on Tuesday. So Tuesday, it's going to be a bit of a beast, you know, to get through, but it's critical. All right. So then on Wednesday, you're going to, you know, dial it back a little bit. So after all those tough decisions on Tuesday, you want to focus on determining things about like licensing and certifications that you'll need for your business. You got to know the costs that go with those, all the requirements and the timelines for acquiring those. You're going to want to focus on what your essential or beneficial partnerships could be. You know, who do you want to team up with? And you'll also want to figure out and have in place the products and services that you're planning on offering. Make the decisions about those. And a tip is keep it simple, okay? Most stores that you see, most businesses that you see right now, they didn't start off with all the different products and resources that they currently have. They probably started off with, you know, fewer products and services overall. And then as they got the business going, they added more. So keep that in mind when you're developing your products and services too. Okay. Then we get to Thursday. So we're through hump day on to Thursday. And when you wake up Thursday, it's going to be time to be laser focused on the marketing. And you're going to need to crank out the wireframe for your marketing plan. Everything from specifics on your products and services to your target market, who your competitors are, your sales and distribution channels, and you're going to have to figure out your promotion strategy. So Thursday is all about that marketing and really figuring things out, okay? Then on Friday, you're going to have to keep the grind going because Friday is number crunching day. That's the day when you'll need to think about all the decisions that you've made throughout the week about your business and use all the research that you've done to do your financial analyses and your projections of your costs, your revenue projections, your financing strategies. All of that is what you would focus on for Friday. Then once the weekend hits, you got Saturday and Sunday. Now, you're an entrepreneur, so guess what? Most times, there is no such thing as a day off. There is no such thing as, you know, just a weekend. There's always time. There's always things that you could be doing for your business. Now, that's not to say don't take the time to do some things, but be conscious of it, especially when you're launching your business. If you take time off, yes, you can. You need a little bit of downtime, but if you take too much time off, you will lose your momentum and then you'll find yourself waffling. So I recommend stay in it. So for this business plan, on Saturday and Sunday, you can have a little bit of time to relax. Maybe you don't get up as early, but you still have work to do. And what you're going to do is everything that you drafted across the week, you're going to use the weekend to really finalize your decisions or to brainstorm on alternative for things that don't seem like they're really going to work with how you originally planned. For instance, on Friday, you found that, you know, the products and services that you were going to offer at the prices you were going to offer them is not going to be realistic, either based off of what's the norm for the industry or based off of, you know, what's feasible for your costs and expenses, or maybe you need to change up what you're going to spend on to fit your revenue. All of those things, whatever didn't click, whatever didn't work during the week, during the weekend, it's time to figure those out. Okay. Then on Monday, you're going to go ahead and get started on the official creation of the actual business plan. All last week, that was just doing drafts. That was getting your ideas on paper and starting to, you know, flush them out and make decisions. So on Monday, that's when you're going to start actually trying to put everything down on paper or on computer, you know, as we are today, so it can actually be viewed and read and understood by someone else. And I know it's a lot, but if your business is likely going to require an infusion of cash to get up and running, either via investors or a loan, you're going to need to have this business plan. Now, I should say that if your business doesn't require you to, you know, seek out money from outsiders, from investors, if it doesn't need a bank loan or equipment loan, then a business plan is optional. You can start a business without one. However, not doing a business plan does not mean that you get out of business planning completely. You should still do some planning for your business. In this case, what I would recommend is doing a business model canvas. If you're not familiar with the business model canvas, it's kind of a quick at-a-glance document, and it provides a bird's eye view of key components of your business. And they're commonly used in-house, so that means it's just used for you and your team. It's not used for presenting to investors or the public. If you're going to opt to do a business model canvas instead of a business model, instead of a business plan at this point, then you want to consider writing a business plan on your to-do list for the future. It's still, you know, you still probably want to do one. That way, once it's done, you have a business plan on deck for use if some awesome opportunity comes your way. You know, so even for those of you who don't need one, put it on your to-do list. So down the line, you can, you know, you don't have to scramble to do it if somebody comes and offers you some great, great opportunity. Whether you're planning on creating a business plan or a business model canvas, I've got you covered. I've got some resources for you. Let's see, SCORE is a great one, SCORE, as well as the Small Business Administration. Both have some good DIY tools and information that can help with creating a business plan. If you want to create a business plan that's more easily adaptable, you can do one online. There's a site called liveplan.com. I've used that before. I'll put a link down there for you. And it's pretty easy to use, and you know, I liked it. So if you're going to do a business plan and you don't want to start from scratch or, you know, have to worry about creating, you know, the look, the formatting of the documents once you get all the information in, LivePlan is good to use. And if you want to create a business model canvas, I'm going to include a link also for the Lofty Entrepreneur Business Model Canvas template, and that's free. So just click on it. You can download it. It's got some questions on there to help you kind of focus your thoughts and get that done. All right, guys, good luck to you. Talk to you later. Bye. Hey everyone, Tanisha Coffey here, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur. If you've wanted to start a business but you haven't done it because you just don't know how, today's the day to lose that excuse. I've created a free interactive blueprint that walks you through the process step by step. So there you have it, barrier removed. You're welcome. Go to www.30minutestartup.com to access your free blueprint. Before you go, click the subscribe button on the Lofty Entrepreneur Show page so you don't miss out on any advice to help you as you grow your business.